hurt him because it's not three. Okay, good afternoon. I'd like to call this meeting of the Citizens Coinage Advisory Committee for Wednesday, October 25th, 2017. And before we begin, I would like to ask the members of the committee to say their name and state present when I call your name. Robert Hoag? No one yet. Eric Jansen?
Eric Jansen here.
Hello, Eric. Michael Moran?
Mike Moran here.
Michael Moran, nice to hear from you. Jean Stephens-Solman?
Jean Stephens-Solman here.
Hi, Jean. Thomas Uram?
Present.
Present, all right. Herman Viola?
Herman Viola here.
Well, Herman, how are you?
Not bad, thank you.
Heidi Wastweet? Robert Hoag, do we have you?
While we wait for to see if other CCAC members joins us, is Greg Weinman on the line?
I'm here. I'm here in Philadelphia with Joe and Phoebe.
Wonderful. Cool. Thank you for joining us.
Hello from Philly.
Joe Mehta and Phoebe Hemphill.
Okay. Thank you.
Madam Chair, what's our quorum need? Seven.
One more person, Eric.
Seven, huh?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Who are you expecting to be on the call?
I'm expecting Robert Hoag and Heidi to also be on the call with us. And for the record, the people that have been unable to join us today are Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Donald Scarinci, and Dennis Tucker. So we are waiting to get a quorum. We need one more person to call in.
Well, while we have someone here reaching out to both of those CCAC members who have committed to participating, and while we do that, if I could just ask for anyone on the phone, we have a transcriber here at headquarters, and if you wouldn't mind identifying yourself so that the transcriber could include that information in the minutes, that would be wonderful. And again, I want to thank all of the participants today, especially our CCAC members, for you making yourselves available again to meet with us on these two very important programs. We made you aware the last time we met that due to schedules and requested production timetables, we needed to very quickly gather and meet on both the Bob Dole Congressional Gold Medal as well as discuss concepts and themes for the American Legion commemorative coin program. So truly, thank you so much for giving so generously of your time. We very, very much appreciate it. Greg, if I could ask, the first item on our agenda is the American Legion 100th Anniversary Commemorative Coin Program discussion of concepts and themes. Do we require a quorum for that? Because perhaps we could go ahead and begin sharing background information. Would that be okay?
I don't have a problem with sharing the background information, but really the CCAC can't start commenting in any way until we have a separate.
Okay.
Do we have Robert Hoag yet?
At this point, this is essentially an admin meeting.
Understood. So, Madam Chair asked if perhaps Robert Hoag or Heidi Wastweet had a chance to join us. Are either of you on the line? Okay. So,
well, then April, I would, if it's okay with Greg's blessing, I would like to ask you to begin talking about the background for the American Legion.
Sure.
Do we have American Legion liaisons that would like to introduce themselves and slowly speak their name, please?
You don't.
We have with us Verna Jones, the executive director of the American Legion. She's located in Washington, D.C. Verna Jones is our official liaison to this program, and I believe Ms. Jones has brought with her a team of people to contribute to this discussion. Verna, could I ask you to introduce your team?
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you for taking your time to talk to us today. And I'm Verna Jones, Executive Director of the American Legion National Headquarters in the Washington, D.C. office. And with us, we have James Falcon, who is the Director of Marketing, and Scott Miller, Deputy Director of Marketing and Strategic Alliance.
Thank you so much. So I will provide background information about the American Legion, and as everyone knows, we're here to discuss concepts and themes that will be incorporated into the artist's brief. So when they begin their design development for this three-coin program, they can have as much information as possible to be as successful as possible. So first we'll talk about background information, and then I'll ask Ms. Jones and her counterparts to provide additional information. As Greg noted, we will need a seventh member of the CCAC in order to receive the members' feedback on what the artist might additionally want to consider. Okay, so it is Public Law 115-65, the American Legion 100th Anniversary Commemorative Coin Act, that requires the Secretary of the Treasury to mint and issue $5 gold coins, $1 silver coins, and $0.50 clad coins in recognition and celebration of the 100th anniversary of the American Legion. The Act specifies that the design of these coins, quote, shall be emblematic of the American Legion, end quote. The American Legion was formed March 15th through 17th in the year 1919 in Paris, France, by members of the U.S. Expeditionary Forces occupying Europe after the armistice that ended World War I 4 months earlier. Having fought their way to victory through the trenches, on the seas, and in the air, these combat-weary troops were not convinced that they had just won the war to end all wars, and in fact, history would prove them correct. As formative meetings continued later in the United States, the American Legion's founders further determined that the organization would be strictly nonpartisan, open to men and women alike, no matter their ethnic backgrounds, religious affiliations, or political persuasions. At the first national convention in November of 1919, the Legion's constitution and bylaws would be adopted, and committees would be officially appointed to lead the organization in four areas of concentration: veterans, youth, defense, and Americanism. I'm just going to repeat that because these areas would later be referred to as the four pillars of the American Legion service. And in fact, it really is critical to their story and their guiding principles. Again, the four pillars include veterans, youth, defense, and Americanism. The American Legion, the largest veterans organization in the United States, has recorded hundreds of accomplishments over the last century, including advocacy for and oversight of the Veterans Administration, disaster relief response, the GI Bill, numerous youth programs, fundraising for monuments and memorials honoring military service, and many, many other things. In addition to input on themes or devices for the individual coins, we at the United States Mint would appreciate the CCAC's advice on how to best represent the American Legion across the three coins in this series: gold, silver, and clad, as well as what the artist might consider how the obverse and reverses of each of those coins work together to tell the story. For example, the committee is familiar with the Boys Town Commemorative Coin program that featured a past, present, and future theme across their three-coin program. For example, one option that might be considered, because this is a three-coin program, is using one coin to depict and reflect the founding of the American Legion, with the other side being the American Legion emblem, and then using the other two coins to use one side each to depict the four pillars. One coin focusing on defense and veterans, two of the four pillars, and the third coin to focus on youth and the concept of Americanism, the remaining four pillars. So that's just an example we wanted to share. Again, we're very, very fortunate to have our liaison to this program, Verna Jones, with us. Verna, would you like to contribute a little bit more information about the American Legion?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks. As we talked earlier today, it is important for us to tell our story. The four pillars that we talked about, each of them having a distinct meaning for the people that we advocate for. The American Legion has been founded on the principles of taking care of our youth, taking care of our mentoring our youth, taking care of our veterans, strong national defense, and promoting patriotism and pride. And the things that we talked about this morning, so many of the symbols and things that are representative of the American Legion, we could go on and on and on, baseball and the words for God and country, the Eiffel Tower, so many of those things could talk about the American Legion and you know, who we are and what we represent. But one message, a big message that we'd like to get across is our strong, passionate advocacy for this nation, for our veterans, and love for our country.
Thank you. And I'd like to invite any of your colleagues to contribute some thoughts.
Sure. James?
Well, as Verna said, one of the focuses for us is for God and country, and we'd really like to see that on one of the coins. That's kind of our anchor point that has carried us since 1919. As Verna said, there's so much history within the organization. We've provided a document that covers so much, and it would be hard to cover in a 30-minute phone conversation, much less in a 2-minute introduction. But we're just excited about it. We're willing to answer any questions to help on the organization and what they've done. And also our tie-in to some of our founders, Theodore Roosevelt Jr. being one of our founders of the organization, the first founder of the organization, the son of the eldest Roosevelt, President Roosevelt. Also, as you look at some of the other coins, I mentioned this earlier today, we have the Apollo coin, and it's interesting that Neil Armstrong, who was a member of that mission, has also participated in an American Legion program of that focuses on our youth and Americanism, and that's the American Legion Boys State Program. So we have a strong tie into the nation and all over. Scott, anything to add?
No, James, thank you. I think I would rather just open it up to the committee for any of their comments or questions, being cognizant of everyone's time.
I believe Heidi is on the line now.
Heidi, welcome. Thank you very much. Is Robert
Sorry,
Hogan
I'm late.
On the line? Is Robert Hogan the line?
Yes, he is. Hello.
Great. Thank you so much for both being here. We now officially have a quorum, and we can talk about this.
Wonderful. So just to note, I'm hearing the possible inclusion of the inscription for God and country stated by our liaisons. In fact, those are the first four words of the American Legion preamble. The preamble is recited at every American Legion meeting. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Every official meeting of the American Legion.
Excellent. Okay, so, Madam Chair, I obviously our liaisons and the representatives from the American Legion are on the line to answer any questions, but we would love to get the committee's feedback on things the artists might consider across this three-coin program.
Well, I think, Robert, I'm just going to sort of start with you, if you don't mind. Do you have any thoughts on some design concepts for this?
I have a couple of general suggestions that occurred to me. First of all, we have a gold piece, a silver piece, and a clad piece. And I was thinking we might utilize the three different formats to focus on different aspects of the four pillars. To me, I was thinking gold as being sort of the idea of Americanism combined with youth, and that would be a place perhaps to really highlight the American flag. We probably want to include this idea for God and country as a motto on each of the pieces, and so that might be part of the motto, part of the legend. For a silver piece, I'm thinking of more elderly people. I think that might be something really devoted to veterans. We think of our aging population and our aging vets who have contributed so much, you know, in their lives, you know, the silver warriors, so to speak. And for clad pieces, if you're thinking clad is like being covered, armored, and that makes me think that this might be representative of armaments and defense. defense of country, perhaps more than the silver or the gold pieces. So just a couple of random thoughts there.
Thank you so much, Robert. Eric, what are your thoughts on this?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, loud and clear.
Thank you. I want to pick up on Robert's comments there, because gold, silver, and clad, and just for the education we normally get from Donald, for the hosting entity here, the what will sell these coins is the art and the appeal, and not necessarily the inclusion of a perfect set of your dogmatic images. And I'm not saying that what you believe is not important. I'm saying that this program will be most successful in generating funds for you if we can translate that into art that will appeal to purchasers today. So I would just urge you through this discussion and through the formation of your own preferences that you bear in mind that this is not so much a casting of your dogmatic images as it is enticing buyers to see something that rings a bell with them, causing them to make the purchase. And along that line, the silver dollar will be your most important, it almost always is in these programs, contributor of net revenues, which ultimately will turn into funding resources for you guys. Now, to end that discussion, in terms of how are we going to judge this art, Madam Chair? Because we're going to have, I suspect, as has been the case recently, we're going to have designs that may have been submitted for the clad that we may choose for the silver or gold that we may demote to a silver design because they were better on the larger palette. As a committee, we've kind of been moving around this, and I was curious what your thoughts were as to how we might handle the evaluation when we see art here in a few months.
Well, Eric, as you can imagine, doing the minutes, when we do this sort of mixing and matching of designs, it's a little tricky when I have to write things up, but we should be after the best combinations we can get out of the art, regardless of what the artists come up with. I would hope that that through this discussion this afternoon, they can begin getting some ideas for logical pairings that they might have. I thought that Robert's comments were really very thoughtful about using the clad as the warrior kind of a thing. I think we all agree that the silver is most important. The gold, I can see having the American Legion logo on it. I don't necessarily think we need to have that logo on all three. But again, I think if we can keep our discussions as clean and simple as possible when we do get the art, that's going to help us put everything together in the best way possible.
So thank you for that. So as we try to put the artists on some kind of a path of inspiration or bound, and I really don't like that idea, they're thinking to various symbols. Gold being the premier valued coin here, often is thought as carrying the most overarching issues the organization stands for. Silver being the highest. Wow, that's a hard act to follow. Can you even hear me?
It is.
Oh, here we go.
So we would request anybody who is dialing in, if they could mute their phones if not talking, and perhaps not put us on hold so that we not hear all the hold messaging or music. Apologies, Mr. Jansen.
That's all right. So gold's often kind of the superior coin overarching in concepts. Silver, of course, being the big seller, you want to focus there on items that might have the most mass appeal or constituent appeal to, again, stimulate purchase. And clad often becomes kind of a junior coin that inherits the minor images. I'm not saying we have to do that this time, but that's the path these things often go down. I'm a little uncomfortable in taking four pillars and putting two of them on one, two of them on the other, and then the third becomes some empty zone. I don't know how to handle that. So I'll leave it to the committee to maybe come up with some better ideas there. However, I want to make sure that two points are made, and I think Donald would probably make these if he was here. One of them is, please don't give us a collage. Don't give us designs, artists, that are just three or four symbols, in this case the four pillars, thrown onto one side with some negative space to make sure they're defined one from another. Please don't do that. And the second Donaldism I'll lay out there is, please don't give us a military medal or a military coin in this case. I don't believe the American Legion is about fighting battles. I believe it is about healing warriors and preparing defenses and supporting our communities, both from a youth and a, if I dare use the word patriotism, a dimension. So this is not a coin featuring military images, please. This is a coin that if I try to resolve the four arches, or the four pillars, rather, and I apologize for the insult, if that is in fact what I'm doing, it boils down to compassion. Compassion for each other, compassion for the commitments that are made, and compassion for the futures of those to come. And so, please don't give us a military medal here with guns and soldiers and helmets. We have plenty of those. That's not what this is about. This is about healing and preserving, but not the actual fighting. Thank you.
Thanks, Eric, and thank you for, I'm sure Donald appreciates the fact that you tried to channel him, so that's good. Mr. Moran. Michael, are you there?
Yes, I'm there, Mary.
Okay.
I want to talk to the liaisons a little bit about...
Please talk into your the microphone of your cell phone. We can barely hear you.
Right up here against me. Can you hear me now?
Barely. Okay.
Back here. Go to somebody else and let me change something here, and then you can come back to me, okay?
All right. Gene, would you mind speaking next?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. I was intrigued by what Eric and Robert had said. I believe that truly the silver dollar is going to be the most important one in the set. However, you know, if we present this as a set, I am all for having a representation of the four pillars, you know, each pillar being on one of the coins. But I had been thinking about this in the last couple of days, and I think that for God and country, you know, that's a powerful image, and it would be maybe something that we could take a little bit of what England has done with their shield and the coins and take our flag and perhaps have reminiscent pieces of the flag so that each coin on one side would have a bit of, you know, the stars and stripes, and then some text or garden country, you know, that we would be able to sort of unite the reverses or unite the obverses with some emblematic flag design. That's other than agreeing with what has been said, I don't really have too much more to add, because I think this is it will be a powerful set, and we need to, you know, think about what the American Legion has done and it stands for the last 100 years. So that's my comments. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gene. Michael, have you arranged your phone situation a little better?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. I want to speak to the liaisons a little bit about the process that you're going to be entering into. You will be ultimately seeing designs presented by multiple artists, designs for obverse and reverse, some by the same artist, some not. And hopefully you will see simplified designs with only one device on obverse and reverse for the $5 gold piece, and increasing complexity as the diameter of the planchet increases with the half dollar and the dollar. At least that's what you should see. It can be a very complex arrangement in terms of choosing the final designs when they come in to us. We like to ratify the client's design choices, but that's not always the case. You've been told by Eric, and he's exactly right, that art sells coins. I'm sure you'll have a good base of demand from your own membership, but to sell out, you'll need the numismatic community's participation as well. You're going to see us probably in these meetings mix and match to try and get the best designs, although in most cases the ones for the $5 gold piece will not work for the other coins. We had, in retrospect, a very successful experience with the Boys Town designs, and I would suggest that you talk to the men more as to what the Boys Town people did in reaching out to the artists in order to get the designs that were generated, which were very positive and good. Do not try to do too much with these coins, because you will fail if you do. That's my comment, Mary.
Thank you so very much, Michael. Thomas Uram.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I agree a lot with what's already been said. And one thing, and the Legion might know this already, is the motto that they have for God and Country was actually one of the mottos that Solomon Chase and James Pollock considered for our national motto back in 1864. And giving some thought to that, and then what Jeannie had said about a shield, what you might want to do is an artist might want to consider looking at the 2 cent piece from 1864, which has a tremendous shield done by Longacre, and start that as a possible focal point and starting point, since your motto was actually discussed in 1864. Having said that, also the progression of the story and the pillars and about people, I think, is what it's about. But your motto and the shield and the what the organization stands for is so important. So that might be something that could go on the gold piece, and then the story more so on the others. And I think that it's already been expressed that you don't want to have logo coins in any shape or form that have just anything that's emblematic of logos and so forth. So anyhow, that, I guess, going back in history, that would be my little twist on how to maybe make it relevant even more than what it is. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thanks so much, Tom. Herman, are you there?
I'm here, Madam Chair, and I find this discussion quite fascinating. And I really thought that Robert put it together very nicely. Whenever I think of the American Legion, I just think of patriotism and the American flag. And like Gene said, I would think that each of these coins should have some aspect of our flag and the representation of patriotism, without falling into the trap of making it into a military coin. So I do think your artists are going to have a lot of latitude, and I would imagine we're going to see a variety of designs. But when I think of the Legion, I think of people saluting, I think of the flag, I think of young people, I think really like of the Boy Scouts, people like that. So I think the committee really has hit, I think, things pretty nicely. And I'm looking forward myself to see the kind of designs you people come up with. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Herman. Heidi.
Hi. When I'm reading over the descriptions here, there's a lot of abstract ideas and not much of a visual. And as an artist, I'm imagining what would I used to encompass all this. It's very abstract. And Eric had a great point that, above all, these coins have to be attractive so that people buy them. I'll give you an example. I make a lot of coins, but I don't buy a lot of coins. And I am really not a fan of baseball, but I bought the baseball coin because it had the cool factor. It was just a really great-looking coin. That's what we're after. More important than trying to put everything but the kitchen sink on here is making a coin that's going to get people's attention who may not even be aware of the American Legion. And I think Jeannie had a great idea of using the flag as a motif and having a continuous design across the coin. That would definitely give it the cool factor. Trying to encompass too much is just going to backfire, and trying to get too literal with all these ideas is going to backfire. So I just urge you to focus on what's going to make an attractive looking coin. If you want to put the slogan on there, God and Country, that's okay. Logo's okay, but it can't be the central image because it's not going to promote interest from buyers. That's all I have to add.
Thank you so much, Heidi. And for our friends at the American Legion, the liaisons that are listening, you heard us refer to doing multiple backgrounds on coins extending from one to another. And one thing that was mentioned was the Royal Shield design that was used in Great Britain. And the easiest thing for me to do to tell you is to look it up on Wikipedia. But it is a grouping of not three coins, but six coins that were minted. And when you turn them over and put their reverses together, they actually form a shield. And the design is classic, it's beautiful, it's elegant, and it will give you some ideas of what our people are trying to think of when they say we'd like to see a flag continue throughout a series of these coins. I think it's a really interesting thing. So at any rate, that would be my thoughts on that. Thank you very much.
Any feedback that our liaisons or representatives from the American Legion would like to add to the conversation? Otherwise, we will go on to our second order of business.
Madam Chairman, the one that you were speaking of was the 2015 British Cruise Set.
Right. Thank you very much. I'm sure you have it too, Tom. So thank you very much. The next item for discussion will be to review and to discuss the candidate designs for the Bob Dole Congressional Gold Medal. I'd like to ask April to talk about that.
Thank you. And if our friends at the American Legion would like to continue on, you're most welcome. Otherwise, you can have a great day, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Okay, so there are two candidate designs that we are seeking feedback on, a single obverse and a single reverse. These are the preferences of our liaison to this program, Pia Pyle, as well as Senator Dole himself. If I could just ask, Pia, are you on the line with us? Okay.
I'm here.
Oh, great. Wonderful. Thank you. So I will read the design descriptions of the obverse and reverse that we seek feedback on. Obverse 4. Features a portrait of Bob Dole with the Capitol in the background. Inscriptions are Son of Kansas, Soldier, Statesman, and Bob Dole. Reverse 4 depicts a Kansas wheat field. Below a quote from Senator Dole, "For greatness lies not in what office you hold, but in how honest you are, in how you face adversity, and in your willingness to stand fast in hard places." The additional inscription, Act of Congress 2017, is arced across the bottom. Madam Chair?
Thank you very much.
I don't know if Ms. Pyle would like to say
Ms.
something.
Ms. Pyle, would you like to say anything?
Nothing in particular other than thank you very much. This has actually been really exciting for the senator to be able to sort of look at these designs, and he's been been great about his feedback. It really helps to have these large images for him with his sort of vision problems, but he has a really good idea of what he likes and where he likes things placed. So I just really appreciate everybody's flexibility and all the hard work you do.
Well, thank you very much, Ms. Pyle. We try to accommodate all recipients of Congressional Gold Medals in the best way that we possibly can. I would like to ask if there is any member of the committee that would like to make a motion that we accept both the obverse and reverse design, and we can vote on that.
Tommy
said that?
This is Jean speaking.
Yes, Jean.
And before we make a motion, is there any way we can discuss the? And I realize that the liaison has said this is what they want, but I was wondering if this is the font we want.
I'm sorry, you were wondering if what?
The font. Is this the font? The lettering. Is this the lettering style that we find most attractive for this medal?
Are you asking? I'm sorry, this is Pia. Were you asking me?
Yes, Pia, that would be a good question for you.
I'm asking anybody because I love the obverse. I think it's a very beautiful rendering of Senator Dole, and I love the wheat fields and everything, but this the text, the lettering just, I don't know, it seems like it could be a little more interesting, that's all.
So we didn't have, the senator didn't really, he didn't really comment. To him, it was more important was the quote and then the phrases on the front.
Right.
And then to me, to be honest with you, we just sort of left it. I'm not an artist. He's not an artist. You know, that maybe that this was the best font, you know, to as far as fitting things in, how it would look on the medal. I'm not entirely sure if this font works best for these medals or not, so I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
Joanne
would like to say something, if that's okay.
Yeah, this is Joe in Philly.
Joe. Good. Thank you.
One thing that I would like to say is if a different font is chosen, it's going to change the kerning, the spacing, and possibly the size of the lettering, creating completely different effects on both the obverse and reverse.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just something to consider.
Okay.
Thanks for weighing in on that, Joe. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Is there any other member of the committee that would like to discuss the style of the font?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Eric.
This is not a font question. I think there's a grammatical error on the quote on the reverse. And I'm certainly, you could ask any people in my life and my family, I'm not a grammar Nazi. I don't qualify. But I think the third comma is inappropriate in that alliteration of thoughts.
Are you talking about the Oxford comma?
I don't know if it's an Oxford comma or just a small comma or a comma in this font.
It's an Oxford comma.
It's an Oxford comma.
And it's a style.
It's a style choice. Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, normally I wouldn't have a comma before and as you alliterate, head into alliterate your last, or enumerate rather, your last phrase.
Okay. Any other comments on the style of? I think Joe kind of told us what was under consideration for using this particular font style. Is anybody else that would like to address that?
With all due respect, I think the Mint's facing a heavy deadline here, and I certainly sense that. So I would encourage the committee to potentially be a little less demanding on this and a little more interested in moving forward.
All right. Thank you very much for your comments, Eric. So again, is there a member of the committee who would like to make a motion that we accept the art for Obverse 4 and Reverse 4 as presented to our committee today?
This is Robert. So moved.
Robert?
Second, Tom.
Okay, so Tom is second, Robert. Okay. All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate you carving out 40 minutes out of your day for these two meetings.
And thank you, Pia, for joining
us. Thank you so much for everybody at the American Legion as well. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank
Bye.
You so
thank
much.
You. Goodbye.
Thank you.
See
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
He just hung up on her.